Listener Production.
Hello, it's Angeline Lowther with your local news briefing. A warning, some listeners may find this story upsetting. A 30-year-old man has been charged with murder in relation to a body that was discovered in a Toowoomba South home almost 3 years ago. Philip Alastair Harris has been remanded in custody and will face the Toowoomba Supreme Court at a later date. The dismembered and charred remains of 63-year-old Peter Weaver were found in the remnants of a Rivett Street property after a house fire in 2019, allegedly along with the disturbed remains of a dog. Harris has been charged with murder, arson and animal cruelty and a number of other charges. Toowoomba's Lifelight Helicopter Base is bringing back their free public trauma workshops, which has helped members of the public save lives. The workshops will run in Toowoomba and Highlands next week. Sign up at firstminutesmatter.org.au. And a tree planting event will take place next month in Mergan in honour of Queen Elizabeth II. South Burnett Regional Council is hosting the event at the QE2 Park on December 12 from midday. Mayor Brett Otto says council received funding to plant the trees.
It'll be a lovely way in which we can remember our Queen, dearly departed Queen Elizabeth II. So that's coming up. I encourage everybody across the community to get down to QE2 Park, Queen Elizabeth Park in Mergan, and be part of that tree planting ceremony.
Updating sport now, and former Toowoomba Clydesdales captain Anthony Seibold is getting stuck into pre-season after being named as coach of the Manly Sea Eagles. It's his first head coaching job since the Broncos' disastrous 2020 season. Seibold says a stint overseas and in rugby union has reinvigorated his desire to coach.
16 months with England has been fantastic for my personal growth as a coach. Even getting out of our game and going into a different sport and seeing what other people do in another country has been really good.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.